Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Okay, I usually talk from the seat of my pants and the day's not going to be any difference. I come up with all different things that I want to share with you. I mean, I have this running list that I keep because ideas just come to me nonstop. And last night, I could not sleep. I don't know if it was the ideas coming to me or what was going on, but I have received some emails, and one of the emails that I received was, I would have loved to comment on your podcast, but I didn't know where to leave that message. So I'm going to go and research that and find out how that happens. But in the meantime, I received this incredible message, and I just have to share it with you because it validates what I'm doing, and it just fuels me. So even though I didn't sleep last night, oh my goodness. So I want to read this to you, and then I want to share with you where I was just prior to doing this. So here's the email I received, and it was sent out to a lot of people. Every time I've been receiving Gale's podcast, I sit here at work, parentheses, and I work, parentheses, and listen to her stories, interviews, and above all, her inspirational, motivation, empowering message. So much so that I know what my focus is going forward with Spark Local Inc. That's his business. Please take a few minutes and listen. Enjoy. Be inspired. My vision is that I give back to all those mentors and supports I had while in Wichita. I have faith in God that all of you will have or have been rewarded. It is people like Gale that keeps the vision alive. I also have a vision that I might someday hear some of your interviews. Subscribe and come alive. Well, you know, he just made me come way alive when he sent that to me, and he gave me permission to share that. So I'm sharing it on here. I'm putting it on my Facebook, on my website, because it just makes me know that I am making a difference. And earlier today, I did an interview with Caroline Gavin, and her and I have so many similar stories and so many similar paths, and she has just made a huge difference. And so I encourage you to get on my call tomorrow and listen to my interview with her. But oddly enough, I had a presentation this afternoon to present my appreciation marketing that I've done all of these years. I haven't done it for quite a while, so it's like, okay, I need to rehearse this. I need to make sure I use the system all the time, but I really haven't done a major presentation in front of people. And when I got done, first of all, I had so much fun. When I got done, this young man asked me, where's your energy come from? And I just looked at him. I said, well, oddly enough, I said, I didn't sleep last night. I said, but I love what I've just presented with you. I love teaching businesses how to stay in touch with their customers, how to follow up, how to appreciate people on their birthdays, how to celebrate their wins, how to be there for the hiccups in their life. And I went through this entire system, and I had all these questions. And the very last question was this young man asking me where my energy comes from. And I just looked at him and I said, you know, I said, I appreciate that question. I did not sleep last night, but I am so excited and so wound up that I have a new passion of how to help people even more to get in front of businesses and personal adventures and what have you. And I said, it's all through this podcasting process that I'm learning. And I said, it's just amazing. It invigorates me. It challenges me. And I realized that one of the messages I want to bring to you today is I mentioned it earlier, earlier on one of my podcasts, how Sam talks about procrastination and you don't want to live in that nation. Well, I got to tell you, I had come up with this idea back in July. I started talking about it. I go to Nashville. I meet Sam. He tells me to get started. I come back. I find the resources of two videos that he did. I'm like, wow, that's so awesome. Then a friend of mine sends me a webinar and introduces me to Chris. And I learn all of her stuff. And 5 months go by before I pull the trigger and actually launch my podcast. And I keep asking myself, what in the world was I waiting for? My life has changed like overnight because I have somehow, with all of the things that I've done, finally come to my purpose, come to my passion, come to my mission, come to what I'm supposed to be doing. So originally I was going to talk to you today about reinvention. And about my husband's reinvention after 33 years on a job. And I will touch base on that because it came to us last night that another segment of his company is dumping 1,200 people out. Just like that, with no regard, no nothing. They're offering maybe 100 people a transitioning package. But I'm very grateful that it happened for my husband, and he's grateful. We weren't prepared for him to retire when they forced the envelope, but our options were presented in front of us, and early retirement seemed the best way for us to go. And so we did. We chose that option. He stayed until the plant closed. He stayed until they no longer wanted him. And he then ended up in a place where my husband went from being a very angry employee of a huge corporate entity that didn't give a rat's patootie who he was. He was just a number on a ledger sheet, and he had to report in, you know, every 3 months. What are your views? What are your goals? How are you going to contribute to the company? They never, ever asked, what can we do for you? And I'm sure many of you listening to this know the feeling. I was laid off years ago, right after I had my child. I was a single mother that needed that job desperately. I had just got an apartment. I had just moved out of my parents' home. And this company pulled the plug on me. And the saddest part of all was I sat and I watched every single week pink slips being given out to these factory workers. I thought it was safe. I was a secretary. I took care of 30 engineers. And, you know, there were ups and downs where I was really, really busy. And then there were times I wasn't busy. And I made friends with the president's secretary. Little did I know, she was sabotaging me to save her own butt. Because she went to the president and said, you know what, we can let Gail go. I can take care of her job. I can do her stuff. So not only was I mortified that I was laid off, I had been stabbed in the back by someone I really thought was a friend. And I had to go out and find a new job. And that job, I ended up becoming a secretary to a mayor. And oh my goodness, that was a wild ride. Maybe I'll share that with you someday. It was like, whoa! And here's how I got that job. This is the wildest thing. You never know how someone decides to hire you. I actually was dictated a letter during the interview, and I wrote it out in shorthand. When I left, he gave my shorthand, not the transcription part, but the actual shorthand notes, gave it to the other secretary and asked if she could read my notes. That's how he decided on hiring me. Do you know what the odds are of somebody else being able to read your own shorthand? And some of you are listening, what the heck is shorthand? Okay, it's Greg, G-R-E-G-G. Go in and Google it. It is little cryptic symbols that you actually use to take dictation. I know, what's that? Okay, that's not always in a microphone. It's like somebody sitting behind the one desk and you're sitting in front of the other desk and you have this little steno pad on your lap and you're taking their notes down as they talk, and then you go and you type up those notes and then they sign that paper. That's what dictation is and transcribing is. So I know how awful it feels to be dumped out. And last night we got word that these 1,200 people, top people, not factory workers, top people, are just without any ceremony being shoved out the door. Just unbelievable. People have been there forever. And now they're being put out in a market where the people that were put out in the market a year ago are still looking for a job. And so I know the odds are I might be talking to someone today that's going through this or has been through this or are sitting there collecting unemployment and they don't know what to do. And my husband shared with his friend, you know, that shared this news with him, who is looking for a job. He says, you know, I'm not going to tap in. I'm not going to ask anybody that I know to help me find a job. I'm just not going to do that. And my husband looked at me and said, what's the matter with you? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. That's when you reach out and you share with the people you know, hey, I've just been laid off. If you know any place or anybody, let me know. My husband got his job because I took him to a networking event at the school where he had actually been taking classes over the last several years, introduced him to the president there. Nothing really happened from that, but I introduced him, and so the guy knew his name. Few weeks later, my husband had gone back to that school to keep his skills up. He had access to the computer labs. He was able, because he'd been a past student, to come back and continue honing his skills, even though he wasn't taking an active class. As he was leaving, he said to one of the instructors, oh, by the way, Sean, if you ever need any help around here, I'd love to volunteer because I've just been laid off. Sean looks at him and says, hey, wait a minute, give me your resume. We're looking for somebody. I cannot tell you how exciting those words were to my husband. Long story short, he got hired on there as a part-time instructor, and he is in hog heaven. He's been offered full-time positions back in the corporate world. He doesn't want that. You know why? Because he's found his passion. He's found his purpose. He is an incredible, incredible, patient, caring, dedicated student. And he taps in to how he felt as a student. So he's not sitting up there going, oh man, you should learn this stuff. What's wrong with you? No, no. He's coming from the student side. And so I'm so proud of him, and I wanted to share that with you, that when I was standing up there earlier today and I gave my presentation and this young man asked where my energy came from, my energy came from knowing that I was doing something I love. So I want to ask you today, if you're in a position and the skies look gray or you've been let go of that position, maybe those aren't the things you want to do anymore. Maybe it's time to reinvent yourself. Maybe, what do you really love to do? And you know what? I'm not going to go out on a limb here and say you need to quit your job so you can go open a store doing something. No, don't do that. I'm not suggesting that. But I am suggesting that you have one life to live on this earth. And you can choose to stay where you are. If you're someplace where you love and you're having a blast and you wake up every morning, you can't wait to get to work, then hey, I applaud you. I've been there too. I've had several jobs that I just would pinch myself every day because I loved it so much. Extraordinarily successes I've had in my life. And then there's been the other sides that, oh my goodness, oh my. I probably should write a book on all those experiences, and I may someday. But my point is not about me today. It's never about me. It's about you. It's about how my experiences might shed some light on what can help you find your passion. Because you should be able to wake up and be happy with how you're going to spend your day. And, you know, I didn't, you know, the last several years, I really wasn't sure I was on the right path. I thought I was when I first got into it. I made great money. I had lots of fun. But I have to admit, I'm one of those people, I like challenges, and I wasn't being challenged anymore. It was the same old, same old, same old, same old. And yes, we had new products, and yes, there were new people to talk to. But there was not that spark for me. There wasn't that wow, passion and excitement. So I drifted off and I did something else. And oh, that just definitely wasn't a fit. And then I created a women's group that meets once a month. And oh my goodness, that has been very, very wonderful and has been very instrumental in me meeting some fabulous, fabulous women. And so that was fun. But it's still like, whoa, what can I do to really make a difference, use all of my experiences and my insights that I can share and help somebody get to their next place to be. That was my passion. And is my passion. Not was my passion, is my passion. So when that young man, rolling it right back to where we started today, rolling it right back, it was like, that was like the best question. Where does my energy come from? Yes, I do my treadmill every morning for 45 minutes. Yes, I do 15 minutes on my Amazing Fitness hula hoops. But you know, the body can be engaged in energy, but if the brain isn't attached to what the energy's fueling towards, the energy just dissipates. For me, I can exercise, but if there isn't that place to be, that thing to do, and when I got up in front of that audience today, oh my goodness, that's another place I love to be. I just love entertaining people. I love to have the laughs. I love to have the response when I show people something that can really make a difference. This one guy came up to me afterwards. He says, "Wow, that is so awesome. That is so cool. I did not know that existed. That is wow. I mean, it's just amazing." And then that young man that asked me where my energy came from, he comes running out of the building as I'm leaving and says, "Hey, thank you so much. I love that presentation." But he says, "I got to tell you, I'm really, really interested in podcasting." He says, "How can I, learn about podcasting?" I said, "Well, here's the deal." I says, "Here's my other card." And I said, "Go to my site." And I says, "If you go to my resources page," I said, "you'll find the course that I took in order to learn how to do this." And I said, "Go check it out." I said, "Yes." And he said something about Africa. And I didn't quite catch that. And then he had to run back into his meeting. But here I help people in so many different ways. And just prior to that, what set my fire going after my treadmilling and all my stuff was my Caroline Gevens interview. Then I go to this, and then I come back to doing this, and I got all these Twitter followers. And oh my goodness, don't procrastinate. If you got something you want to do and you've already started down that path, do not put it off like I did. Don't wait. Get on with it. You just, oh, you know what my ringtone is on my phone? "This Girl's on Fire" by, Keys, Alicia Keys. So I'll probably crash here after dinner tonight, but no, I can't do that because I got to mend something for my granddaughter. But anyway, I just wanted to bring you a shout out and tell you how to embrace reinventing yourself and not procrastinate. Okay, I think I know you. I think you know the word procrastination. Okay, don't do that. Don't live in that nation. Get out there. Get doing what you're supposed to be doing. Because it's your life. The one and only one you get physically on this earth. Today is your day. Get started where you need to be going. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, I guess you might want to know what that resource page is. I think I forgot to mention that. That would be thegailfoleyshow.com. I did it again yesterday. I will catch on to that part. Okay? All right. Bye-bye again.
All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.